Yesterday, in our New Neighbors series, we looked at one of the areas of the Valley that has changed the most in the last 5 years, downtown Phoenix. There, in an area that doesn't even cover 2 square miles, there are nearly 5,000 housing units under construction or being planned. And there's a big debate going on about who's going to live in them. Will there be enough affordable or workforce housing to keep downtown diverse? Today, we're going to take a look at some of the surrounding neighborhoods where the downtown effect is pushing housing prices up. And for more on that, I'm joined by KJZZ's Carrie Young.
Hey, Lauren. Well, housing prices across the country have gone up a lot since 2011. Property values have increased by 83% in Maricopa County alone. And at first glance, that all sounds like good news. But those rising prices can often spell changes in a community. So we wanted to know, who's moving in, who's getting pushed out, and are we experiencing that controversial phenomenon, gentrification? My journey today begins in the Coronado neighborhood in downtown Phoenix. I'm going on a scavenger hunt of sorts with Kristen Koptiuk.
You're just looking at a neighborhood that has been improving the housing.
Koptiuk lives here in Coronado, but she's also a cultural anthropologist with Arizona State University. And in her well-air-conditioned car, we went looking for some of the physical evidence that illustrates just how much the neighborhood has changed over the last 10 years.
Anywhere there's like houses like this with that new kind of block cement walkway, and you can see that they've been very careful with the colors.
Okay, so modern upgrades to these historic houses is an obvious one. So are for sale signs and dumpsters.
Right now, it means that the owners have sold it to a flipper.
But then...
okay, here's one thing that is scary.
There are more subtle additions that, according to Koptiuk, demonstrate that the neighborhood has been significantly gentrified.
Bikes.
But not just any bikes, those brightly colored bike share bikes.
The people that live in the neighborhood do not ride these bikes. Either they have their own bike, or they would rather have public transportation improved.
Koptiuk has lived in the Coronado area since the early 90s. She says in that time, she's seen the area change from a mostly Latino and lower middle class neighborhood with homes that were often around 800 square feet to an area that's mostly upper middle class and filled with renovated homes that have massive additions tacked onto the back. Since 2011, home values have gone up by almost 120% here. Rents have also spiked about 30% in that time, too. If you travel a little farther south, you'll find Dana Johnson in the Garfield neighborhood.
If you had looked at this 20 years ago, it looks pretty bad.
Price points in this neighborhood, which is just east of 7th Street in the heart of downtown, are lower than Coronado, but they too are in the upswing. I joined him for a walk down one of the main drags in the area, and you don't have to go far to see just how much things are changing.
Across the street right here is some apartment complexes, and if you had seen those 20 years ago, you wouldn't have wanted to live in there. Here we have another reconstruct.
Even just 10 years ago, Garfield was dotted with empty lots and homes in need of repair. But it's more than just the physical structures that are different.
It was riddled with a number of gangs that were pretty violent gangs. It used to be that we would have dozens of murders a year here in Garfield.
Johnson says the neighborhood seems a lot safer these days, and there are a lot more amenities down here now, like bike lanes and walkable restaurants, but...
there's no doubt that some populations have been pushed out.
Since 2011, median household income in most areas of Garfield have increased between 20 and 30%. The question about whether the neighborhood is being gentrified is a common conversation among neighbors here. And for some, it can be a loaded term because the issue is really nuanced.
In the 1980s, we had no choice but to either improve this area or let it go to pot and raise the whole damn thing and build whatever.
So is it higher housing costs that are pushing families out of the neighborhood here? Eve Reyes-Aguirre, a 20-year Garfield resident, argues yes, but explains there are a few other factors at play.
I think the passage of SB 1070, because a lot of families in this area were undocumented and they were afraid, you know, to stay living here in Arizona.
She says some Latino families have since moved back. But she adds today, the makeup of the neighborhood is a mix of old and new, which at times can clash.
One of the neighbors that moved in was walking across the street and they have dogs out there. And the dogs came and started barking, which is, you know, kind of what they're supposed to do.
Aguirre says the new neighbors, who weren't used to seeing pit bulls around, called animal control right away, which scared the original homeowners, who were undocumented.
I really feel like people focus on the pros and don't really see the cons to it.
Over the last 6 years, home values in Garfield have increased between 140 and 160%. And according to the online real estate database company Zillow, rents in the area are also up by more than 20% since the recession. Aguirre says while it is nice getting all of this new attention from the city and developers,
it's disheartening because I feel like, well, why didn't we get that when it was a different community?
And while Aguirre says the higher costs aren't forcing her out, her adult daughter, who wanted to live in the neighborhood after college, now can't afford to stay unless she has several roommates. If you drive even farther south and a little bit to the east, you'll find the Broadway Heritage neighborhood. This area is in a much different stage of development. Just like Garfield and the Coronado neighborhood, you'll also find building crews. But here, the purpose is not to upgrade the homes. Shelley Smith, the president of the Broadway Heritage Neighborhood Association, explains it's to fill one of the neighborhood's roughly 100 vacant lots.
A lot of the properties were left because the elders were dying off and the young people didn't want to take care of them. We had some properties taken by the city due to not cleaning the properties, drug raids.
The city started this massive infill project just before the recession. Officials picked the project back up again last year after an extended pause when the housing market crashed. Today, the city is contracting with an affordable housing developer and offering some home buyer assistance, a factor that Smith says is important because while they want to see improvement in the neighborhood, they also want to keep the existing makeup in their neighborhood, too.
Our community here, just this little neighborhood, is so diverse, from having the Latino community or Hispanic community, the African-American community. We also have Southeast Asian Indian.
Smith and the rest of the association say they're embracing all of the economic progress coming to the area because they say for years the community did without many of the city amenities that most of us take for granted, like paved sidewalks.
It was like the developer paved and curbed half of the street and the rest of it was dirt. We've pushed to get 32nd Street developed, pushing to have Rozier from 32nd Street to 36th Street.
Smith says he understands that community growth and improvement also means higher prices. Just like Coronado and Garfield, rents are also up by about 20% since 2011. But the difference in this South Phoenix community is that the household incomes have stayed about the same.
I like to tell every neighbor here that you're part of this process.
Neighborhood association members in this community say they know it can be a slippery slope to inaccessibility. That's why their plan is to take an active role in the decision-making process from the beginning, in hopes that the changes they help to make will end up benefiting the current community members for years to come. Carrie Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.